ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
But I titled this Pure Joy. Pure Joy. Pure Joy. This is above happiness. It's above excitement. It's above being excited, being just pure joy. It's a product of the Holy Spirit. And I like to relate it from where I stopped last week. James chapter 1 this morning. James chapter 1. I think what I will do, I will stay on James chapter 1, and then I'll give us some posture of faith that we should assume. James chapter 1, if you have a Bible like mine, is subtitled Trials and Temptations. Trials and Temptation. But James started by writing to the church. He said, James, a born servant of God, a born servant, someone who is devoted to God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, said to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, you may ask, why were they scattered abroad? Verse 3 gives us the instance. He said, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face or fall, I'm reading from NIV. Let me read from my NIV, then you can let the people follow me, or either in NIV or NKJV. He said, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. James, a servant of God, a bond servant of the Lord Jesus, is asking the brethren to consider it pure joy when they face trials of many kinds. Why? He said, because you know that the testing of your faith will develop perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, or the word patience, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And he's also asked that in the midst of the trial and temptation, if any one of us lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because whoever doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think, that's the one who doubts, he will receive anything from the Lord. Why? He's a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does. Let me hang it on. We said last week that the New Testament word translated as joy is the word kara. K-A-R-A or C-H-A-R-A, which simply means to rejoice. That same word means to be happy, to be cheerful, to be joyful. And this morning, I'd like to remind us again, no matter the trials of life, God is a good, good God. He's a good, good Father. God is faithful in all his ways. God is just in all his way. God is righteous in all his way. In other words, if anyone can stay true to him, irrespective of whatever they are going through, he remains consistent. He remains faithful. He remains joyful. And so our posture of faith is that we need to put our trust in his love and in his promises that never fail. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, if we can read from the Message translation, I will appreciate that. It says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes. Can we read my NIV first? For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes. You know, it's inverted comma, which means it is confirmed. It is true. He doesn't change his mind. It's capital Y. They are yes in Christ. And so through him, the same promises, they are what? Amen. Amen means signed, sealed, and delivered. It's spoken to us to the glory of God. Can we go back to Message now? Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. And in him, this is what we preach. This is what we pray. The great amen means when it is done. Amen. At the end of prayer time, usually people think it's to get their attention. No. It means whatsoever we request made to the Father in the name of Jesus, it is yes. There is a stamp of it. God is committed to watch over that word. And say God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. Verse 21. So God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. So this morning, I just like to encourage. I said something last week about the fact that we know that things are pretty difficult in our nation at the moment. Things are challenging. I mean, you hear stories every day about how challenging things are with individuals, with families, with businesses, with career paths. I mean, embargo on jobs, embargo on promotion. So these things are the reality that we face. And God, in the midst of it, is still a good God. His promises to us as members of his family, they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So we have believed God for this month. So we said August is for us yielding ourselves to the Holy Spirit, so we can engage joy. Joy. Overflowing joy. In the midst of diverse trials and temptations that we are confronted with. This country, our nation, has never faced or be challenged with the issue of insecurity as we are faced today. And these things are beginning to bring fear in the heart of men. People are scared to travel. People are not sure what will happen from one point to the other. But in the midst of it, we can see joy over our nation. I know that it's also, even here, it's very challenging. When you ask people to pray for Nigeria, when the reality of our problem, I mean, it's scary. But hey, some people have to believe God for our nation. Some people have to agree. The yes of God and our yes have to come in agreement so that we can see the promises of God fulfilled in our nation. So, August is for joy. Joy in your family. Joy in your businesses. Joy in your career path. And there's something about God's joy. I mean, people look for joy in the world. That's why all the beautiful things around us are given sometimes or are provided sometimes to elicitate happiness, to elicitate excitement, So you have found this, found that. Hey, but hey, there is joy within us. And the joy within us is what is going to help us resolve the outside issues. So James writing to us, he said, consider it pure joy. Pure joy. And maybe someone is asking the question, what is it to be joyful about? What is it to be joyful about? This is August. I have transacted business from the beginning of the year to now. I have not seen tangible result. You see, yielding ourselves to the Holy Ghost is actually what will bring that tangible result. Yielding ourselves to consider things all joy, that's what is going to bring the desired result. Because he says that our patience, our exhibiting joy, there is something that he does in our life. He builds a strength of character in us. By the word of the Lord, the only way, of the only place this nation will go from where it is now is upward movement. It's upward movement. Things can't be bad than it is now. Out of this brokenness will arise a nation that is full of strength, that is full of power, that is full of possibilities, that is full of hope. Maybe one of the things that we also have insight into in the place of prayer, that's why us as citizens, we must allow ourselves to be joyful. Have you noticed that in the midst of our war of insecurity, in the midst of our challenges, more people are coming in for investment here? Which means it's possible that they are seeing something that the citizens are not seeing. In the midst of these challenges, I still believe among Nigerians, our intelligent quotient and creativity has also increased. We may not have maybe remarkable results yet, but what am I saying this morning? Let us draw as much as we can draw with that virtue that the Holy Spirit himself supply, which is joy, joy, overflowing joy, so that we can overcome the present challenges and the situations in our country. I believe out of this experience, God will give us solutions. Out of this experience, God will give us inventions. Out of this experience, God will help us to come together. I mean, there is just one thing that is uppermost in my heart, and I'm going to share that burden this morning. It's the second, even if you don't know what to pray for concerning our nation, please draw with the well of, from the well of salvation and pray second stanza of our national anthem. O God of creation, direct our noble cause. Guide our leaders right. Help our youth the truth to know. And you will agree with me that we are all. I mean, when you look at the percentage of people in our nation, it's disheartening. Those young people don't have work. Young people who are not working. I drive into neighborhoods just like you know. During the day, you will know that these people haven't gone anywhere. They have not even freshened up for the day. So there are a whole lot that is happening. But I'm saying, in the midst of this, oh Lord, we must draw with joy. Joy, overflowing joy. And we will see solutions in Jesus' name. So James says, consider it. Because there are things this time we do in us. He said the testing will produce patience. Patience will have its work. And then we will come up with a breed of matured and complete people not lacking in anything. So this month onward, is for us to yield to the Holy Ghost so that we can engage the spirit of joy and overflowing joy in us. To remind us, the mighty one lives in us. He is bigger than any situation or problem of life. So we can lean to him and draw with joy from the well of our salvation, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus is our joy, is our pure joy. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 11. is the source of our joy. Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one who paid the price for us. He said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. So the virtue of joy is resides in us, and as we draw it out, as it brings solution, we live in completeness, in wholeness. So, there is something that yielding to the Holy Spirit we do. It helps us to draw from the well of our salvation. So that whatever required solutions we need, whether in our academy, in our career, in our business concern, in our walk with God, we can draw on the strength of God. We can draw for supernatural turnaround. We can draw for harvest in every area of our life. And there is something that comes with that. We call it the reign of God. The reign of God, we always yield harvest. Whenever God is introduced or whenever God is given permission to move, whether in an individual life, in a family, in a nation, we can see his hand. What he does is that he outpours himself on people. He outpour himself on their situation and circumstances. And we can see the effect. It brings harvest. And I'm trusting for each and every one of us, harvest, which is a complete package of restoration, of resolution, of renewal, of release, and of fruitfulness in every seemingly lost opportunities. James said, when we ask, we must believe. When we ask, we must trust with confidence that the one who has promised us, who says his joy will be complete in us, will never deny us when we ask according to his word. He said, when anyone asks and does not believe and doubt, is like the wave of the sea that is blown and tossed. He said, let that man think that he will receive from the Lord. So your posture of faith, number one, continue in awe and celebration of God. Continue. 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 Count it all joy. The same people are scattered. They are faced with the same challenge. But your own attitude of faith is to continue in celebration. Job says, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my own appointed service, I will wait. So one of the ways to actually respond to temptation, to trial, is to continue in the posture of celebration of God. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. It said, may the people praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. So it's a posture of faith. When we praise, when we worship, when we express joy, it said, the land yields its harvest. He said, God, our God, blesses us. He blesses us with peace. He blesses us with fulfillment. And when we have those things, creativities are enhanced. When we have those things, development, we can grow. So, continue in awe. People are complaining, but your posture of faith is celebrate God. Celebrate God. In Psalm 100, verse 4, in the message, Psalm 100 and verse 4 in the message translation. Psalm 100. It said, enter into his gates. Enter with what? The password. The password. The password. Password talks about access. Password talks about a posture, an attitude. It said, the password, when we are dealing with God, when we are faced with trial, when we are faced with transition, the password is thank you. Thank you. He said, make yourselves at home talking praise. Not complaining, talking praise. He said, thank him and worship him. No matter how bad it is in business, thank him that you have a business. No matter how bad you're complaining of no promotion, thank him you have a job. For those who are trusting God for kids, thank him you are married. For those who are hoping for anything, whatever in life, aspiration, professional qualification, dreams, you want to see your business idea, thank him that you are alive. There is just something this posture of faith does. For the one who has hundreds or 100,000 and is looking for a million, thank him for that 100,000. For the one who has one, is looking for 50, thank him for the one. Because most of the time, human beings, we focus more on the things that we have not accomplished. And we lose sight of the things that he has done. For the one who is complaining of new clothes, thank him for health. Thank him for health. Thank you for health. You know, the things of the Spirit, the things of God, they are very simple. They are like what in the use of language. If you can't recite, if you don't know, if you can't master A to Z, you can't construct, you can't speak. That's why it's for some people who have injury, when they have an accident, they have to do their speech therapy. Some people will learn A, B, C again because that's the only way they can communicate. For the fact, so all these things that I'm just saying to you, they are the A, B, C of our faith in God's family. And if we lose sight of it, God can't really do so much in our lives. If you lose your sense of gratefulness, your sense of gratitude, you cannot receive. He said, let him think he can receive from the Lord. So enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourself at home. Lord, I know I need this, but I thank you that you have even given me privilege. There's something that ran through my mind about a week ago. I mean, we all talk about goals. We all talk about our aspiration. Now what is all over the place is vision board. It's the person who is alive that is sticking to any vision board. It's the person who can think right. The people at Yaba left, they don't do vision board. The people at Yaba left, they don't have vision. If there is any vision, the vision is to get well. There are people at Igobi who have been there for 5 years. And they probably woke up on a just regular day going to the office. And one, maybe you can call it carelessness, you can call it staying on their own lane and somebody crossing their own lane. So whatever it is, we must not lose our wonder. The heart of gratefulness, that's a posture. Secondly, a posture of faith. Continue to dwell on God's word. Continue to dwell on God's word. I've made that commitment. Sometimes we preach and it's as if nothing is happening. We will keep preaching. It says, so mightily grows the word and prevail. So mightily grows the word. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any other sword. The word of God breaks into pieces tradition, mindset, fear, doubt. So continue. That is your food. That is the food of the Spirit. You have the natural food and delicacy. That's for your body. You read and then you educate your mind. You train yourself. That is your mind. That's the food of your mind. But hey, you are the other aspect or the most important part to your life, which is your spiritual life. The food to eat is the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1. Man is essentially a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. So you are a tripartite being. You can't neglect this aspect of your life. He said, don't for a minute let this book. Please flow with me. Who is on that console? Just flow with me. Make my work easy. Can we go back to that translation that you threw up? Don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. He said, ponder and meditate on it day and night. Make sure.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,